Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you are faithful to obey God, it gives Him a legal right to do things for you and yours in the earth. Amen. He wants to do it for everybody, but not everybody gives Him that right through obedience and faithfulness. Does it pay to be faithful to God? Absolutely. Keep reading. He said, I'm not worthy for you to come into my house. He knew it wasn't by the merits of his good works. But look what he said. In Matthew 8 there, he said, speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Oh, glory. Just do what? Just speak the word. Just say it. And he went on to explain. I'll read this from the Living here. He said, if you will only stand here and say, be healed, my servant will get well. I know, because I'm under the authority of my superior officers, and I have authority over my soldiers. And I say to one, go, and he goes, to another, come, and he comes, and to my slave boy, do this or that, and he does it. And I know you have authority to tell his sickness to go, and it will go. Now, understand this. Does understanding authority have anything to do with faith? Here is one of the few instances where Jesus marveled. If you read the scriptures and other translations, it talks about that Jesus turned around. He turned, kind of spun around and looked at the people behind him and said, I hadn't seen faith like this anywhere. This impressed Jesus. Huh? He's not impressed with just everything. He wheeled around and said, basically, wow, this is great faith. How many of you find great faith in some unexpected places sometimes? He didn't find great faith in the ruling elders. Didn't find great faith in the Pharisees. No record of him finding great faith among the doctors of the law. He found skepticism and criticism and fault finding. But here's a soldier, a man who knows how to fight, a man who knows how to bark orders and people jump when he says them. Not somebody you would presume is a real spiritual man. And yet he is. Amen. Being spiritual is not like what some people think. Amen. Some people think if you're real spiritual, you go around, you know, with your eyes kind of half rolled back in your head all the time, and you're kind of half in a trance, and you only talk in scriptures. Preferably Elizabethan English with these and thous and durst thou and wouldest thou. You know what I'm talking about? People think, well, that's spiritual. But you'll find people who are trying to put on airs of spirituality are really carnal. And I believe I've had the honor of knowing and even being friends with some of the most spiritual people around. And I tell you, they're very normal acting people. They know how to sit down, have a meal, and talk about natural, normal stuff. No. Here's a man. He knew not how to handle a sword. He knew how to handle a spear. It was his life. That was his profession. He knew how to lead men. But it was so simple. He didn't complicate it. He didn't presume you had to have a doctorate of theology. He said, look, I understand how this works. I have superiors. When they say jump, I jump. I got people under me. When I say move, they move. They don't say, oh, come on, do I have to move? They move. Did you get the language? Let's go through and read it again real slow. Because we live in a generation that doesn't understand this. What did he say? I have authority over my soldiers. I say to one, go, and what happens? Go. And an hour later, no. Immediately he goes. I say to another, come here. What happens? He comes here now. I say to the slave boy that was sick, that's laying on the bed in pain, I tell him, do this. And what did the slave boy do? He did it immediately. Why does he love this slave and this servant? Why is he dear to him? He's faithful. He's not rebellious. I know it sounds funny to us, servant, but that was the way society was. But he had a good master. And they had a relationship that obviously exceeded that. But do you hear authority? Why did this man get such remarks from Jesus? I hadn't found faith like this in all of Israel. What was the thing? Why he had such faith? What was the understanding? What was the revelation? He didn't quote scriptures. He just believed that just like his generals had authority over him, he had authority over those under him. He believed Jesus had authority over this sickness and disease. And if he could just get him to give the command, he was convinced that's all it would take. If he could, just like he knows, if a general gives him a command, they move out. If he gives his sergeants and privates a command, they move out. And he believed if Jesus would give the command, that sickness and that paralysis would move out of that servant boy of his.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can we have faith like that?
Yes.
Yeah, we can. If an unsaved, not spirit-filled, man that didn't have the New Testament, Roman soldier, could believe this, surely a born-again, blood-washed, Holy Ghost-filled, tongue-talking, name of Jesus authorized bunch like us sure ought to be able to believe that Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, there is authority and sickness has to flee. Has to flee. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Glory to God. He said, you know, I understand authority. And basically he's saying, I understand you have authority. And if you would, I don't consider myself worthy to even come see you personally. We sent the elders to you. And he sent friends when he saw Jesus come into his house. Now see, you know, there are times when Jesus wouldn't come. You remember we read about these earlier, the nobleman's son. He wanted him to come to his house and he wouldn't. Remember that? He just said, go home. And he lives. And he did. But with this one, the centurion didn't ask him to come. Do you see this? And yet, Jesus, by the Spirit of God, I'm sure, knew things about this situation. And this man, he probably feels inferior because he believes in the God of the Jews, but he's not a Jew. And he's lived a rough life. He's probably killed a lot of people. He's been in a lot of action. He's seen and done a lot of things, seen a lot of bad things. And he didn't feel like he's a spiritual man or that he's got a right to see the master. But those are the kind of people that can receive. The people that think they've lived such a perfect life and that God owes them something are the people that don't receive. We see it again and again in these cases, don't we? How humility is a factor in people receiving. But notice what Jesus said. He just says, I will come. And he volunteered, said, I'll come to his house. And he just heads that way. But when he sees him coming, you know, he sends out his friends and says, no, you don't have to come in my house. I'm not the kind of man. My house is not worthy that you should come. But I recognize your authority. I'm paraphrasing now. And if you'll just give the command, if you just say the word, I know my servant boy will be healed. Jesus marveled. How many know Jesus is not impressed with just anything? But he marveled about this. And he turned around. He said, I've not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. Glory to God. Keep reading in Luke here. Verse 6, Jesus went with them. And when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying to him, Lord, trouble not yourself, for I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come to you. But say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. Now let's just stop right here. Let's just stop right here. Let's examine ourselves, where our faith is at. Faith is not based on what you see, right? Faith is not based on what you feel. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. We walk by faith, not by sight. So if you're clamoring and you have to see and you have to feel, then you're refusing to walk by faith. But here the man says he would believe before he saw anything, before he heard anything, before he felt anything, if Jesus would just give the command. He believes that's all it's going to take. What if Jesus told you he'd come to your house and heal you? What would you say? Come on. Most people would say, this man didn't say come on. Yeah, but it would be so wonderful if I could see him. And then if I could feel him put his hand on my head, oh yeah, yeah, oh boy. Now that's not as much faith. The Lord wouldn't be as pleased with you. Because faith pleases him. Did you hear me? Oh, if I could just feel something, if I could just feel the power, and if I could just see something, then I'd believe. No, you're refusing to walk by faith. You're requiring to see and feel. The reason why Jesus could turn and tell these people, what great faith, is because this man required not anything to see, not anything to feel, nothing. He just said, I want your word. Would you give me a word? Would you just say it? If you would say it, that's all I need. And Jesus said, what great faith. It pleased him. It blessed him. How many of you want Jesus to be pleased with you? Amen. Well, then we must stop clamoring to see and feel. Did you hear me? And take his word and say, that's it. I got it. How you know? You see anything? Don't have to see anything. He said it. You feel any different? Don't have to feel any different. He said it. Amen? And be disciplined as a good soldier. A big problem we have in the body of Christ is so much laxness and so much looseness. We're supposed to be good soldiers in the army, respectful and submissive to the captain of our salvation. And people come up, you know, sloppy and shoes unshine and buttons askew and go, Lord, I need to be healed. I need to be healed. Please heal me. And he says, soldier, you're healed. Well, I know you said that and I read all them verses, but man, I still hurt and please heal me. He said, I said, you are healed. Well, I know you said that, but it hurts worse now than it did before I started talking to you. And the test came back worse. And I know it's not so because it don't look so and it don't feel so. That's insubordination. People don't realize it, but it is.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Centurion's Servant, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R718. That's R718. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.